I've been arguing that if we can start seeing that power looks long to where it wants to go, see that that is not where we want to go, that we can form a vision of our own. But as important, and the flip side to this, is that our atomization causes us to see ourselves inaccurately. So it continuously refuels a disbelief in our own abilities, our own and those of our brothers and sisters, our ability to work in concert and form a common goal. We have been kept intentionally small. And I recently put up I was putting up little excerpts of our second first show, because the first one didn't fly. We originally were supposed to be at 4 in the afternoon. And long story short, we got booted out and they gave us 9 o'clock instead. And the show that we had done got deleted from the files on the computer at the station. So we learned the hard way. We got to have our own. We got to have our own way. We got to be self-sufficient. And I was like, I guess you could say the system in microcosm, everything is until we have dealt with power. You know, waved it goodbye, shook hands, said goodbye, good luck. We don't wish you any harm. We just don't want you dominating our lives anymore. So in any case, I learned in putting up those files, and I'm still in the midst of doing that, that because I was already thinking about today's show, and I realized it's the same themes from the day one, the very first show we did, or very second show, which was an attempt to replicate what we'd done the week before. And it revolved around, you know, can you fix the system? Are we mostly hobbled by a deep sense of inferiority? That's not exactly the word I want to say, because it doesn't manifest itself like that. But we have internalized, Plato, that there are natural masters and natural slaves. And so we don't experience ourselves as being inferior, I don't think. But we defer. We act like we are. And so, you know, we're going to think more about that today. I believe that our judgment has been intentionally impaired. Like those disabled Texans I heard about this week who were paid $2 a day in a turkey processing factory, a practice that had been going on for 30 years because they didn't know there was another way. I've been arguing that we have been and are continuously being lied to, told that our betters have ordered the world for us so that knowledge can grow for the species and so that we can be protected from ourselves, told the smart people should be given the resources they need to make life better for the species. And we've bought these lies at tremendous cost to our solidarity. The few whose ideas are rewarded bask in the attention they receive and readily turn their backs on the vast majority while telling themselves they serve, that they are helping, that they're bringing good things like truth to the community, expressing solidarity when there's a sense in which they are stealing it, solidarity, robbing us of the chance for it, while harboring the illusion that they possess it.